so upset, nervous wreck, can't believe you said goodbye. Sit and smoke, cry and joke about these tears in my eyes. How could you do what you've gone and done to me? I wouldn't treat a dog the way you treated me, but that's what I get. I've come to expect it from you. A million times, a million lines, and I bought them every one. You don't care, you rip and tear every dream I've counted on. Guess that I should thank my unlucky stars that I'm alive and you're the way you are. But that's what I get. I've come to expect it from you.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A former ballerina with dual American and Russian citizenship has now been sentenced to 12 years behind bars in Russia.
The treason conviction comes just a day after a Moscow court sentenced another American citizen detained for hooliganism at an upscale Moscow hotel. He faces 5 years in prison for allegedly assaulting a police officer. Russian authorities identify the man as Joseph Tater and say he was drunk and behaving aggressively at the hotel when police were called.
ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz. The Biden administration announcing a new deal to lower the cost of prescription drugs for things like heart disease, diabetes, and arthritis for older Americans on Medicare. Another round of ceasefire talks have begun in Doha. Hamas, however, is not taking part. Columbia University President Manu Shafiq resigning months after pro-Palestinian protests on campus. This is ABC News. New research casting a new light on the health troubles facing American women. ABC's Daria Albinger has details.
American women live an average of 80 years. That's 5 years less compared to 13 other high-income nations, analyzed in a study by the Commonwealth Fund. It found women in the U.S. are more likely to take multiple prescriptions on a regular basis and to have the highest rates of mental health and social needs. The disparities are even greater among women of color. The U.S. is also the only country in the study with a considerable amount of uninsured women. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Cell phone giant T-Mobile hit with a $60 million fine after failing to protect sensitive data. It's the biggest fine ever from the federal government's Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. And it's been a great start to the Little League World Series for the team from Maui. Just over a year after the devastating wildfire there, the boys opening the tournament with a 3-1 win over New Hampshire. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains from August 16th through the 19th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
What's wrong?
My travel rewards card didn't earn enough miles for my vacation.
Are you crying? Are you crying because of that other credit card?
Uh-huh.
Well, switch to the Capital One Venture card. Venture lets you redeem miles on any travel purchase.
Really?
Yep, and you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every single day. The Capital One Venture card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Could get a half inch or more of rain in some spots. Our high 77. Tonight 64. Tomorrow partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorm 78. The weekend, lots of sunshine with highs in the low 80s. Take your summer barbecue and kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's made from Grandpa's original recipe. It is wicked good. GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Western Wisconsin man accused of murder is being held on $1 million bond. 55-year-old John Stumlin is accused of killing Daniel Reardon and hiding his body behind a mobile home. Prosecutors say Stumlin struck Reardon multiple times in the head and punctured his skull. UW Milwaukee Chancellor Mark Monet announced in a letter Monday the school plans to lay off 32 tenured faculty members. In addition to the layoffs, Monet wants to close the university's College of General Studies. Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents must approve the cuts. A homeless man who set a series of fires in Eau Claire is heading to prison for a year and a half. Joshua Strami admitted that he set a porta potty, a couple of dumpsters, and a bus shelter on fire back in December of last year. Strami told the judge he was angry that he was kicked out of the local homeless shelter. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Calling all moms looking for a great part-time job. Moms across Wisconsin are bringing home a great paycheck without paying for childcare. Join the Mom Army at Copeson and bring your child to work. Be a positive influence and help get the kids in your community to school. Copeson Buses has immediate openings. Find out how you can join the Mom Army at Copeson. Visit Copeson.com, that's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Copeson terminal near you.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitzsmith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitzsmith offers services like personalized, theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durant, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Numbers are us, your daily money managers. 3rd Avenue West, Durant. NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center, Durand. And the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. The city of Mondovi is exploring the possibility of working with UW Stout to improve the water quality on Mirror Lake. During this week's council meeting, Mayor Weiss told the council about a resident who had looked at Eau Claire's improvements to Half Moon Lake and how that could be done in Mondovi. Weiss says there is some potential to improve the water quality of Mirror Lake.
I think there's some potential here, and I think that there's some interest in having the lake be operational, not just for fishing, but for all recreation, kayaking. And we have the new boat launch, we have the kayak launch, and I think if you have good water quality, I think the citizens will just get more usage out of the body of water.
The council directed the city administrator to look into the costs and requirements of working with UW Stout on a water quality improvement project for the lake. The pedestrian underpass on Menominee Street in Eau Claire will have to wait. City Engineering Director Leah Ness yesterday said the city's waiting for the materials to build the underpass, so they're holding off on construction for now. The city wanted to start the work on the underpass as soon as the roundabout on Menominee Street was finished. That project is now done, but the underpass project will just have to wait. The hope is to start work in the spring. A longtime old root beer stand in Chippewa Falls is gone. Crews took down the old Mary Ann's root beer stand yesterday. The stand closed in 1994, but new owners had bought it 2 years ago. The owner said, unfortunately, there was no way to salvage the building, so they had to tear it down. The owners say they do have some plans for the land, but are not saying yet what those plans are. There are some tweaks coming to Wisconsin's elk hunting rules. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Board yesterday approved the updated elk manager plan for the state. It changes Wisconsin's elk hunting season into one continuous season between October 15th and December 15th and splits the state into 15 different hunting units. The plan also states the goal is to grow Wisconsin's elk population and minimize elk-human interactions. You're listening to WRDN News.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is pleased with Tuesday's rejection of two Republican-authored constitutional amendments. The Democratic governor says voter approval would have made it difficult to distribute federal funding when it's needed most.
It takes away some of the complexities that would have happened, whether it had been me as governor or somebody else as governor.
Evers says the result means a Republican governor would have the same powers as he did to disperse COVID-19 relief dollars.
More than 7,000 Wisconsin businesses are receiving refunds for a business certificate scam. State Attorney General Josh Call said two Florida-based companies sent out tens of thousands of mailers that appeared to be from a government office, asking businesses to buy a certificate of status for $72. Businesses are not required to have certificates of status, but could order one from a state agency for only $10. The Florida company and its owners are ordered to pay $3.5 million, including $600,000 in refunds to the scammed Wisconsin businesses. The University of Wisconsin is partnering with the Department of Natural Resources to track green snake populations. UW-Madison student volunteers will work at selected sites to complete population surveys. Green snakes are considered a common species in Wisconsin, but are declining in numbers and the need for conservation regionally. The species, by the way, is non-venomous. United Health Group is sending letters to its patients informing them that their personal information may have been accessed during a cyber attack earlier this year. The information ranged from patient health conditions to Social Security numbers. United Health has not said how many letters have been sent. Officials say they have fixed and restored systems that change healthcare while improving security. The company is now offering free credit monitoring and identity theft protection for patients for the next 2 years. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Picture an early morning, and you're behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator XUV. You're towing up to 4,000 pounds of hay to make the most of every haul, and gliding over rough terrain thanks to the heavy-duty independent suspension beneath you. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
You'll find legendary John Deere quality and save thousands on new full-size John Deere Gators now through September 3rd at Tractor Central. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Could get a half inch or more of rain in some spots. Our high 77. Tonight 64. Tomorrow partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms 78. The weekend, lots of sunshine with highs in the low 80s. Take your summer barbecue and kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's made from Grandpa's original recipe. It is wicked good. GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
As expected, the Wisconsin Badgers named Tyler Van Dyke their starting quarterback for the season opener against Western Michigan in 2 weeks. I'm Bill Scott with sports. The decision made over the weekend, and offensive coordinator Phil Longo made it official yesterday. Van Dyke beat out Braden Locke for the job, and now he can spend the next 2 weeks knowing he's the man.
Yeah, I think it just helped the continuity a little bit, you know, playing with the same guys, especially up front, you know, getting the communication down and with run schemes, protection, and also timing with the receivers when we go live, because we get reps all the time, just routes on there, but live is a little bit different. So, you know, getting those more reps with the receivers and offensive line is definitely going to help out a lot.
Packers will hold a walkthrough today before a joint practice tomorrow in Denver with the Broncos. Matt LaFleur will go with Sean Clifford and Michael Pratt at quarterback in preseason game number 2 on Sunday night. The coach also warning his players to stay away from fights.
If guys need to play in the preseason, get in a fight, you're not going to play, and vice versa. That's for the guys that aren't anticipating playing. The practices are the times to do your work, and if you don't get your work in, you're going to get it in the game. So that's kind of how we've operated around here for a couple years.
Brewers battled their way back to pull out a 5-4 win over the Dodgers at MFAM Field last night. Devin Williams mowed down the top of the Dodger order in the ninth for a second save.
I mean, I don't know if there's a better 1-2-3 in the league, you know. It was definitely a good test. Passed it today. Yeah, might have to do it again tomorrow.
Jake Bowers homered in the win. The Brewers managed just 4 hits, but they were aided by 4 walks and 3 Dodger errors. Final game of the series is this afternoon. The Bucks will find out their full slate when the NBA unveils its schedule for the 24-25 season today. The Bucks won't play on Christmas Day this season, but they will open for the third straight year against Philadelphia. And in the Midwest League last night, Wisconsin bounced back to beat Peoria 7-2. Beloit fell to Quad Cities 4-3. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Are you an oblivious person hogging the sidewalk like a large dying snail? Do people stuck behind you ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have tons of quality beds at every price. So anyone, even people like you, can sleep
all night long. All night, all night.
Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with the 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
The Minnesota Twins failed to sweep the Kansas City Royals with a 4-1 loss at Target Field yesterday. Carlos Santana drove in Minnesota's only run with a solo shot in the fourth inning, but Minnesota couldn't get anything else going offensively. Louis Varland fell to 0-5 after surrendering 3 runs on 8 hits in 6 innings. Bailey Ober will start for Minnesota against Texas tonight. Minnesota Viking quarterback J.J. McCarthy is set to miss the 2024 season. Head coach Kevin O'Connell said McCarthy had surgery to fully repair his meniscus yesterday. The first-round pick out of Michigan suffered the injury during the Vikings' preseason opener and stayed in the game despite having a sore knee. Sam Darnold will likely be taking snaps when the Vikings begin their season next month. Meanwhile, Jordan Addison was carted off the practice field with a leg injury yesterday, but O'Connell told reporters after practice he believes that injury isn't serious. The Minnesota Lynx are returning from the All-Star and Olympic breaks with a game against the Washington Mystics at the Target Center tonight. The Lynx lost 2 of their last 3 heading into the break, but they're tied for 3rd place in the WNBA at 17-8. Tonight's contest begins at 7 o'clock. The Packers will gear up for week 2 of the preseason. The team squares off against the Broncos in Denver Sunday night. Green Bay's coming off the 23-10 win over the Browns in its opener. Denver's also 1-0 in exhibition play after a 34-30 win over the Colts.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service recently announced a voluntary pilot program for lead-free hunting on federal properties. 7 national wildlife refuges around the country are offering the pilot incentive-based rebate program to hunters who voluntarily use lead-free ammunition. And one of the refuges is in our region. More details when we return. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Welcome back. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is implementing a pilot program at 7 national wildlife refuges this fall to test voluntary incentive-based efforts to increase the use of lead-free ammunition by hunters on service-administered lands. The agency says the best available science indicates that lead ammo and fishing tackle can have negative effects on wildlife. The 7 refuges are around the country from North Carolina and New Jersey to Oregon and include the Trumplow National Wildlife Refuge on the Wisconsin side of the Wisconsin-Minnesota border overlooking the Mississippi River. Hunters at these refuges who voluntarily choose to use lead-free ammunition are eligible for prepaid credit cards to reimburse the cost of that ammo with proof of purchase. If the pilot program is successful, it could expand to other refuge properties around the country in the future. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
This is the famous footwear that makes us actually want to go back to school with the newest styles from all your favorite brands like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. You'll find everything kids want, all at prices parents can appreciate. Because you don't have to overspend to make it Famous. Famous Footwear even has fit experts in store to make sure you get the right size every time. So for the perfect fit, make it Famous. Plus, right now, buy one, get one half off when you shop your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. And now, during our biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed. Plus, free home delivery on select smart beds when you add any base. Limited time. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Could get a half inch or more of rain in some spots. Our high 77. Tonight, 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms, 78. The weekend, lots of sunshine with highs in the low 80s. Take your summer barbecue and kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's made from Grandpa's original recipe. It is wicked good. GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I don't want to spend another lonely night. Lights turned up, the doors locked, the bedroom TV's on. Doing the only thing that gets me through the night since you've been gone. Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun. Spend another lonely night praying for daylight.
Praying for daylight.
I made a bad miscalculation, betting you would never leave. Cause if you're getting on with your new life, then where does that leave me? As I love you.
You know I love you, girl.
And that you must be lying somewhere, looking up to heaven too. Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun. So I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. Right. Don't make me spend another lonely night. Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun.
Show Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
My hair went flat. Man, I hate that.
Hate that.
Oh. Just so when I thought things couldn't get worse, I realized I forgot my words. With all this stress, I must confess, this could be worse than PMS. This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my don't stimulate my brain. This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 hey. Honey, I'm home and have a day. Pour me cold water. Oh, by the way, lift up my feet, give me something to eat. Fix me up my TV, get off the phone, give the dog a bone. Hey, 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 honey, I'm home. Oh, rip my neck, will you?
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend. But this is where it ends, and I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out, but now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again.
this is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on only your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And I'm Brian Winnikins. Good Thursday morning from Farm Tech Days. Kind of a rainy day here for the final day of Farm Tech Days. Do have a couple of birthdays to pass along. Happy birthday to Casey Ray Fairweather, celebrating her birthday today. And also Debbie Hewitt has a birthday today. So their names go into the Big Giant Fishing Tackle Box. Friday, we pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They'll win themselves a certificate for a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Visit Dairy Queen of Durand for lunch today. Use the Dairy Queen Rewards app. Earn those points, then redeem them for some great Dairy Queen treats. Our winner will also receive a package of birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Visit Durand Smokehouse now for all of your Labor Day holiday weekend needs. You know, the hamburgers, the brats, the steaks, and even that new Wagyu beef as well from Durand Smokehouse. To enter the birthday anniversary club's pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard. Our mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Dairy Queen of Durand, Durand Smokehouse, and WRDN.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
DQ presents... How to enjoy the three best cookies at the same time. First, grab the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard from DQ. Then dig into Oreo, Chips Ahoy, and Nutter Butter. And last but not least, repeat! Because the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard packs all three into one powerhouse of a treat. So you can enjoy the best cookie trifecta in every red spoonful. Hurry in for a taste today. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. SFB's free business banking guide provides strategies to ensure your business is running smoothly. From earnings credits to point-of-sale solutions, online banking, and retaining employees, SFB understands your business. Is your money working for you? Find out with the SFB Business Banking Guide. Download it at sfbank.com or talk with a banker today. Member FDIC.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
You know what I could really go for right now? Literally anything that comes in a McDonald's carton, wrapper, or bag. Or a McDonald's cup. Yes, any of those items should do it.
Some decisions are not hard decisions. Right now, buy one of your McDonald's favorites, like a McDouble, McChicken, or four-piece McNuggets, and get the second one for just a buck. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Could get a half inch or more of rain in some spots. Our high 77. Tonight 64. Tomorrow partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorm 78. The weekend, lots of sunshine with highs in the low 80s. Take your summer barbecue and kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's made from Grandpa's original recipe. It is wicked good. GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Billy man, come on. 6 o'clock news says somebody been shot. Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole a car. Somebody got away. Somebody didn't get too far. Yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall oak tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street. For all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men. Draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
see the questions in your eyes. I know what's weighing on your mind, but you can be sure I know my part. 'Cause I stand beside you through the years. You'll only cry those happy tears. And though I'll make mistakes, I'll never break your heart. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. I swear, like a shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. For better or worse, till death do us part, I'll love you. Dreams with these two hands, we'll hang some memories on the wall. And when there's silver in your hair, you won't have to ask if I still care. 'Cause as time turns the page, my love won't. By the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. I swear, like a shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. For better or worse, till death do us part, I'll love you with every.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Duran Mayor Patrick Milliner, as we talk a little bit about the City Council meeting from last night. Well, Mr. Mayor, I guess we'll start with the real bad news first. The Madison Street Project does not qualify for a CBDG neighborhood grant.
We were informed last night through our city engineer. The one thing about it is at least we went ahead and had a meeting with the state to start with, and it was sort of a preliminary conversation, and we didn't go through the whole process and waste time and money to do that. It was going to be the case. We're sort of running out of options there. There are a couple more that they said they would consider taking a look at, but there's a number of strings attached to those. But as I said, at this point, we'll take a look. And there's a few other options that may come along. As they said, our city engineer will work with city staff after that. But again, as I said, as far as we were told last night, at least we didn't waste the time to do a study that wasn't going to do us any good.
And again, we're starting to get limited options. So what happens if even those options don't work? What happens then?
Well, then we start looking at the other things to say, do we change the scope of the work or the project or certain things we won't do, take some blocks off, take some things and trying to meet those. That's probably the next major thing that we need to look at. Again, as I said, if some of these other potential funding things, they did say that there would be possibly something, it wouldn't be a grant, but there might be some low rate stuff, some low interest rate stuff that we could work at that would potentially help us, because as people know, when you're talking in the couple million dollar category, and so much of it you finance it, a couple interest points in interest can make a difference. So,
talking with Duran Mayor Patrick Millern this morning. Meanwhile, city's going to go ahead with having the PSC do a rate study on our water rates.
Yeah, the last one was 6 years ago. There's a couple ways of doing this. As we always said, the city itself controls our rates for like our sewer rates and our stormwater and so on. But for when it comes to water rates, those are controlled by the state of Wisconsin and the Public Service Commission. Again, it was 6 years ago when we had the last full one done. You can do every couple of years. We've always done what they call, I'm trying to think of the words, I'm trying to think of a simple increase. But to actually do the full one, to look at future projects, to look at everything and so on and so forth. We started that process. We're talking probably about a 6-month process to go through it, to work with the Public Service Commission. There will be a public hearing on it, so if people have input, they will have the right to do that. But again, the City Council decided last night to move forward to start that process.
Talking with Duran Mayor Patrick Millern this morning about the City Council meeting from last night. Well, the Council also approved a couple of facade enhancement grants for Hyke Pharmacy, one on Main Street and on the backside on Madison Street. And it's kind of lowering the amount of money that's in that grant fund. So what will happen down the road if someone else wanted to apply for something?
Oh, well, that's every year replenished. So that's money every year that we have in a fund that we can use and so on. We always figure we're going to get a few of them, and it just happened to be we've got two this year. It's been a couple of years since we've had one. So like last year, the money was not spent, so it just rolled over. So that money is sort of would be in a reserve fund type of thing. So I guess you could say that money was still available. But again, we just budget for it every year. We're going to burn up most with these two, but it's obviously Hyke Pharmacy came in with both the front and back of their building. And anytime we get folks to do work to their buildings, we always, and again, this is specifically for sides of your building that face active streets. And again, they were approved for both the front and the back for the maximum, which is $5,000 on each side.
Meanwhile, Xcel Energy, you've been talking with them. The old railroad right away, there's still parts of it here in the city. Xcel's trying to get rid, potentially sell that off, and city's maybe only interested in really a couple of small parcels.
Well, and it might be different when we get to a little bit different parts of the city. A number of parts of that the city had interest have already been dealt with. If people are obviously familiar where Memorial Park is, familiar where the old courthouse is, and so on and so forth, with some of the street work we've done, those have been already dealt with. It's at the two ends of the city. We do have, obviously, goes right up to where our sewer plant is located. There's some parcels down there that we may be interested in. There's some private businesses that would be interested in some, and obviously some other and so on. But as far as the city, we're in that process. We've sort of started it, and now we'll work through it and see what it works, see how it works. So again, we're sort of in that preliminary stuff. These discussions have actually been going on for years to an extent, but now we've really sort of started in earnest to say, we've talked about this and so on, about the bike trail that obviously goes out of town, they're talking about purchasing that, so that'd be a permanent bike trail and those types of things. And that's a county project, not a city, of course. But again, as I said, we're moving forward with the possibility of working and dealing with the railway right away that goes through the city.
And finally, while it was information only, the council received a potential agreement with Arkansas for a sewer district, and basically Arkansas would be kind of
discounted as another customer?
To an extent. That's the easiest probably way to explain it. The Arkansas Sanitary District, they obviously serve 100-some homes over in the Arkansas area. They, they're in a situation with their system, what that we consider what they call a pond system, has become obsolete. I don't know if that's the best word, but that's what I'll they're in a situation where they have to come up with the most cost-effective ways to get rid of their to get rid of their wastewater, so on. And a lot of communities are starting to do this, where it's easier for them to pipe it so far with somebody who has, and they have a proposal is being put in front of the city council, which we will discuss at the next meeting, to say that we would bring them aboard. And but there's it's a little more complicated than just that, because we need a station that would meter everything, and everything would come in, and we would keep track of that, and so on and so forth. But as far as rates and stuff, we're basically charging the same thing we charge all of our customers. They would fall into, that's what the agreement says at this point. And so again, it was sort of informational last night to get it to the council. It'll be on for a full discussion coming up at the next meeting.
That is Drain Mayor Patrick Miller. You're listening to WRDN.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
This is the famous footwear that makes us actually want to go back to school, with the newest styles from all your favorite brands like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. You'll find everything kids want, all at prices parents can appreciate, because you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Famous Footwear even has fit experts in store to make sure you get the right size every time. So for the perfect fit, make it famous. Plus, right now, buy one, get one half off when you shop your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Lowe's knows our great paint savings mean you can get the colors you want at prices you'll love. Right now, get 20% off 1 gallon cans and 5 gallon pails of Valspar Defense Paint or Cabot Stain. Shop now, because it's the perfect time to maintain your deck and paint your outdoor spaces. Visit us in-store or online today, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through A21. Selection varies by location. See store at Lowe's.com for details.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Say goodbye, see you around. We turn our backs, then turn back around. We break up, we make up, and we make love. We can't seem to let go, girl, so I'm coming on.
I'm coming over, running every red light to hell with the closure. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it's